Every chance I have, I get online. The stories that inspire me and show me how great life can be. GoodNewsBroadcast.com. People say that life can bring you down. They don't know the secret that I found. Oh, when I'm feeling sad and blue, I get on my TV.
Hey. Hi. Hello, everybody. Hopefully, we're going to turn around. And we turned around. Okay. And I'm wearing our Good News hat, and I'm wearing my Peace Day tie, Save the Children. And on the back of it, it says, May peace prevail on earth. I don't think I'm going to be able to do that, but I sort of semi-did it. Where it says it, age 10, wrote those important words. All right, thank you for tuning in, and wasn't sure if I was going to do a weekend show. However, it's important I do a weekend show because today's D-Day, and a buddy of mine reminded me that it was D-Day by him telling a little tale about another buddy of mine who went into a deli, and at the deli, they said, it's June 6th. And he said, D-Day. And they said, what do you mean, D-Day? And he said, yeah, the Normandy. They raided the Normandy. And this was a New York joke. And someone said, they raided an apartment building? So if you're a New Yorker, you know there's a famous apartment building called the Normandy. However, it's not that Normandy. It's the Normandy. Actually, we're going to learn a little bit about D-Day because we're involved with peace. And peace is important. Peace is always important because peace means life and it means health. And it means so much more. Peace and love is the answer. Okay, so today's show, we're going to learn about D-Day. We're going to learn about, yesterday was the World Environment Day and an organization called FOPAL, who we've been involved with, and their International Day of Conscience. We're going to hear from some highly regarded leaders from countries of Ecuador, of Czechoslovakia, through Slovenia, through Croatia, former presidents and prime ministers and his highnesses and maybe her highnesses and princesses, talking about at this FOPAL International Day Conscience Environment Program, learning about what they think about the environment. See, we're big on the environment as well. We are very tuned in to the fact that the environment's important. In addition to a healthy environment, health is wealth, and illness occurs from an unhealthy situation. And so that was our landline. So let's go to the show here because we have important information, and hopefully we'll flip this camera around. Alrighty. So do you know why people wear black at a funeral? Okay, today's D-Day, okay? Why do they wear black? Actually, it says, according to here, it says that one of the customs goes way back to the Roman Empire. The ancient Romans would wear a dark toga known as a toga pulla to mourn the loss. But and Queen Victoria wore some black, okay? All righty, and purity, they wear white in India and China. Just a little interesting fact. You know, I'm going to say a little prayer for D-Day because our prayer is something I wrote and was in our newsletter. So if you do get our newsletter, all you need to do is go to our homepage, goodnewsplanet.tv or .com or goodnewsbroadcast.com, and you will be able to get on our newsletter. But it's a lot of good information. We don't also flood you with emails for the newsletter. When I wrote these words yesterday, I guess I got a lot out of me. So if anybody has something to write and that wrote, or I help inspire you to write, send it to me and I'll broadcast it. Guaranteed. As long as you're not bopping people over the nose, in the head, or anything like that. Positive content. Life-affirming content. Content that brings us forward. So when people create bad news, there are many more who work to fix it. That's been our mission here, actually, 22 years, July 4th. When some people break laws, many more obey them. When some people are mean, many more love their fellow man and woman. When some people think they are different from others, race, color, or creed, there are many more who realize we are related Homo sapiens, the same color, heart beating. We are brothers and sisters. You can run away. You can do whatever the heck you want. The fact of the matter is, it hasn't been disproven that we're not all human beings related. When some people disrespect the animal and plant kingdom, and we're related to them too, the nature, there are many who believe we are part of them, especially since most men, medicine, and food evolves from them. The good news is that there are more compassionate, loving, caring people in Mother Earth. Our good odds we wouldn't be here. We would have not have survived. So think on the positive mindset and pray for those that have lived a life and had passed unnaturally, like a war. So we're down on war. Is that good news to be down on war? Yes, it's good news to be down on war, because unfortunately during war, and I'd like to dedicate this segment to Bob Galella's dad, who passed in and here at D-Day. And we're going to hear from some soldiers. Seven of the most powerful quotes from history. So D-Day is when they went to... all right, here is it. D-Day, which is regarded the biggest amphibious military invasion in history, marked the start of the Allied Ops. The start of the Allied operation would ultimately end the Second World War. 150,000 soldiers from Canada to the UK invaded Normandy to begin the liberation of Europe from Nazi and fascist occupation, okay? All right, so that's pretty. This is an interesting one always. I quote this often. General Dwight D. Eisenhower, in the message to the troops before Normandy, your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion, and duty to the skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us beseech the blessings of the Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking. Ah, this is an interesting page here. This was from Yahoo, and we'll try to put this link into it. Now, I want you to hear from a couple soldiers who we interviewed in Times Square one time. 45th anniversary of D-Day.
And the reason for it meaning something
70th anniversary.
Is on opening day on Iwo, I lost my whole family. I was the only survivor in that group. I got shot in the head 17 days later. Took me 3 years to survive at St. Albans. And here I am, almost 80 years old. 90,
that
sorry. I'm not
very
counting.
Young spirit.
I'm not counting. Not counting.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Oh boy, we got a peace tune in here. Hey, what the hey? We're playing. Hurry, write me back. See, not supposed to replay these songs, but we use them in fair use. We don't want any money from it. We just want to share these good thoughts. This guy won the Nobel Prize for Peace. What's the name of the song? And who's singing it? Our movie Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. This is during peace. Peter Yarrow has been a good friend to us peace people in New York. Stokey also, Mary Trippers.
I'm Mort Sanders. I was stationed in Africa during World War II for 2 years.
And the bottom line to all this is that freedom is not free. It has to be earned. And I think we're all appreciative of that fact. A lot of people have died, and we cannot forget their memories, okay? And hopefully it'll be a better world as we go on in life. And that is the bottom line.
Thank you.
Okay, and that is the bottom line. We can't forget their memories. Today is D-Day, and we're not forgetting them. Peace on earth, goodwill to man and woman. Okay, so now we're going to switch over to an important event that occurred yesterday. And what that event was the World Environment Day. So, you know, we have our Earth Day, but the United Nations declared a day for the environment as well. On June 6th, on June 5th, I'm sorry, and it's World Environment Day. So I would like to play back a few of the people. We showed some of it yesterday, and I'd like to play back a few of the people today and hear what they have to say.
We are pleased to welcome remarks by the visionary Honorable Reverend Dr. Pohiva Tui'onatoa, Prime Minister of Tonga.
Today's World Environment Day celebration is an opportunity to reflect on our conscience in commemorating the International Day of Conscience by uniting world leaders around the globe to remind all citizens of our Mother Earth to uphold and strengthen their conscience to promote a culture of world peace and love. The call for respecting the diversity of culture, ethnicity, language, religion, gender throughout the world should also be extended to respecting biodiversity. As ambassadors and caretakers of the environment, we must work together to uphold the values of peace and love. They are, after all, fruits of the spirit that the Bible tells us to advocate and encourage within our families, neighbors, in our wider communities. If we are truly to achieve unity towards the common purpose of protecting our people and environment, our conscience should be in tune with nature and our fellow humanity. In light of the COVID-19 world pandemic crisis, there have been positive reports on the recovery of certain species and habitats around the world. Sighting of rare and endangered species have brought about hope for our recovering world. However, there are remaining conflicts and political unrest within our human races. A look at the world news will show protests and upheavals in the international community. The Kingdom of Tonga is a large ocean state with 170 islands located in the Pacific Ocean. Approximately 99 of our economic zones comprises of ocean. We do have varying degrees of conflicts within our families, communities, and within our nation that we need to address and make right in order to steer forward our progress for sustainable development. Each year, Tonga commemorates Environment Day over a week-long celebration. This year, we had commenced our National Environment Week on Sunday with a televised church service, followed by tree planting programs with schools, national cleanup, and live radio programs and various topics related to the theme, Protect Nature, Respect Biodiversity, Secure Your Life. To close our National Environment Awareness Week, we launched our first ever state of enrollment report. We chose this special day to remind us of God's request as stewards to take care of His creation, and we can use this report as a baseline to monitor the current state of our environment. Great efforts have gone into protecting and sustainable managing our natural environment, from voluntary commitments of 30% marine protected areas and 100% sustainability managing our ocean space, our nationally determined contribution NDCs to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and 50% renewable energy generation by 2020, just to name a few. Our national efforts might seem insignificant, but we believe our efforts will contribute to the larger global need for healthy oceans, which provides the impetus for worthwhile investment into the world's largest ecosystem to support resilience to our changing environment, food security, livelihoods, and well-being. This year's theme on nature and biodiversity is a timely reminder to us all of the nature's role in providing the essential infrastructure that support life on Earth and human development, particularly under the current lockdown condition throughout the world. There's no doubt that the environment and human health are interlinked, and looking after nature will have immense benefits to our well-being and our future survival. As the president of the Federation of World Peace and Love, Dr. Dong Xiaoqi, calls for united hearts and conscience to overcome the challenges of the COVID pandemic, Dong wishes to echo the sentiments of the esteemed president and recognizes that it is more crucial now than ever to embrace our diversity and join our strength to overcome our weaknesses to this pandemic and the ensuing challenges for environmental protection. As such, Dong wishes to extend its commitment in joining the international community in the quest for unity, love, peace, and conscience for a better world for our future generation. Mahalo, Peter. Thank you.
Good job, Prime Minister. All right. Well, we have a lot of well-known people here.
We are pleased to welcome remarks from the visionary, Her Excellency Rosalia Arteaga, former President of Ecuador.
Hello, my friends of Opal. My name is Rosalia Arteaga. I am from Ecuador, former president of this wonderful country. And I want to share with you that I will be part of the celebration of the Environmental Day. And I will focus the attention about what education can do in environmental issues. Because we know that the behaviors of the people, that the bad habits that we had, destroy the environment, destroy the earth, destroy the reserves of water or good quality of air that we have. And it's only through education that we can work, especially with kids, with teenagers, with young people. The only way to modify the habits is with education. And I will put on all the efforts like I'm doing with young people and with teachers, working on educational values. One of the most important values is to be responsible about what's happened on the earth.
We are pleased to welcome remarks from the visionary, His Imperial Highness, Prince Ermias Sale Salisi, Haile Salisi.
My name is Prince Ermias Sale Salisi, and I'm the grandson of the late Emperor Haile Selassie of Ethiopia. I would like to thank my friend Philip Bohm for having organized this distinguished panel today. And I believe in all the messages, we can find a certain level of consciousness and sustainability for future generations. As a father, I am always concerned about the future generation and the generation after them. So the question is about sustainability and accountability. In our nation of Ethiopia, where half the population is under the age of 15, this becomes even more of a concern, because this is about the future and what our role in it is supposed to reflect. We face so many things currently that are challenges ahead of us. We have the problem of desertification, deforestation, the problem of loss of biodiversity, and also disposable of waste. These are really very major issues that we also have to study and carefully reflect on. Deforestation has been a problem mainly because it's an issue that has really put our country, in particular, in a vulnerable situation. But there are solutions. And why do we continue to treat our environment in the way, or our oceans, in the way we have continued to do without reflecting? And perhaps this is the time to think about it in more certain terms, to find solutions that are widely available, but we have not been able to be in a position to make them applicable. So the issue of deforestation is something that has solutions, and we need to implement it. The problem of deforestation is a problem that I think we are tackling, and in particular the reformist government of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed in Ethiopia has been at the forefront of planting trees and to curb this existing problem. On reflection, we also have to make sure that the trees planted will also be able to go with the ground and the environment that they're planted in. Otherwise, it becomes a self-defeating purpose. So I believe that it's a very good start. It has raised the awareness of and consciousness of the people. It has facilitated the participation of people and the civil servants, and I think that this is a very good start. On the issue of biodiversity, Ethiopia has been very blessed with a tremendous amount of biodiversity, and I think can contribute a great amount of contribution to the environment. In terms of waste disposal, unfortunately, a majority of our people still suffer for the lack of clean water, which has been a major issue in Ethiopia. Not only has it wasted our labor force, but has also been a contributor in large part to major diseases that are preventable. And in this day and age that we face, these are things that we can confront collectively. So, by and large, what I feel is that we have in our world the tools at hand to confront existing problems. We have also the opportunity now to raise consciousness, to affect good policies, and to make sure that these things are not done in vain, but are seen as being sustaining and sustainable factors going ahead, as we're the guardians for future generations. I believe, and I'm sure collectively, we all believe that we are a generation that is going to be passing on this particular consciousness and this particular heritage to future ones. Accountability becomes very important, and also the fact that we are going to be collectively conscious ambassadors for solutions is most important. I thank you very much.
Boom. Okay. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to Claire. There's a brilliant spokespeople about conscience and about the environment. Maybe we'll show some of them at a later moment. Let's take a breath. It's a powerful stuff, isn't it? Really powerful stuff. So let's hear from Claire now a little bit, and some breathing, and we go from there, and then that's it. Saturday. Rhythmic breathing.
It's two breaths in through the nostrils and two breaths out through the nostrils. Has the same benefits as breath of fire. This breath also can help you get upstairs fast without getting winded. So you would match each breath to the step. But first, let's just review and do the breath together. So it's like this. Okay, so let's do this together. Inhale, inhale, exhale, exhale. Inhale, inhale, exhale, exhale. Inhale, inhale, exhale, exhale. In, out, out. In, out, out. In, out, out. Tongue at fire point. And inhale and exhale. Notice how you feel now. This, for a firefighter, and the sounding breath are the two most important breathing techniques you can do, because you can use these on the job.
Hello.
You can use them on your way to the fire. You can use them when you're in it, regulating the blood sugar levels, the blood pressure, calming yourself. That would be the sounding breath. The rhythmic breath gets you up the steps.
Up the steps.
Uses less oxygen, and you'll have so much more energy. So when you do the in, out, out, for each breath, it's a step. So you would step, inhale, another step, inhale,
and play the
and
guitar.
Then another step, exhale, and another step, exhale.
Play the guitar.
So it would be in, out, out. In, out, out. So go ahead and practice this in the stairs in your home or at work, because you want to practice it before, you know, getting yourself in that situation. And you'll pick it up in no time. Just a few trial runs, up and down, a couple sets of steps, and you'll be fine. And you'll notice it's really incredible. So go ahead and experience it, and you'll see.
Okay, Claire, thank you very much. All right, let's take a moment and go outside and in the rain. Because we like the rain, and since we did an environment show, we did a D-Day show. Actually, we then dedicated it to Bob Gallella's dad, who died in D-Day. 150,000 people stormed the shores. Okay, let's take a moment of peace, a moment of prayer for D-Day, and for anybody who's ever passed unnaturally, and especially through war. 7 o'clock, we have our heroes, whether we do it here or wherever we'll be, and a moment of silence for all those people that have done their best to keep the world a better, peaceful place. So the good news is to know that there's many more people that are out in the world and about who care about peace and love and not harming anybody and just getting through the day and being kind and loving and caring. If you're not on my newsletter, go to our newsletter at the bottom of goodnewsplanet.tv or goodnewsbroadcast.com and sign up. Okay. I think I'm going to try to go out of town because I'm burnt out, as so many people are. This is a hard time for people. All right. I'm going to go out to Montauk if I can. I've got a place out there if anybody's looking for a rental of a place. Because you are loved. Usually when I play the piano, I read one of these, but I'm not going to play the piano today. I expect my life to be good and joyous, and it is. Okay, positive energy. You are loved. Thank you, Willow. Thank you, Gus, and others. And have a great weekend, and it's all good. All right, thank you very much for tuning in. I got Gus, my guitar player. I got Willow, who likes my piano playing. I'm going to play one song just for the fun of it. All right. What, you know, what the heck? I hope you don't mind. Yeah, it's a hard time for sure, but before Cosmos, there was chaos. Really, there's an interesting comment. That Willow's a smart lady. But what is Cosmos? Cosmos is may peace prevail on Earth. What's kind of, that's the Big Bang Cosmos? I don't know what Cosmos is. But maybe someone does. But I do know what a piano is. I've been playing my sax a lot. I played, I played America the Beautiful a bunch of times. So I'm going to play one song, I don't know, just for the fun of it. I can't resist. July 4th in Washington Mall. So we plan to have a benefit on July 4th, possibly with a comedian show, a COVID comedy. Boy, we've gone through some crazy wild kinds of things with a group. We got contacted from Manchester, England, by Prince Frederick. And they would like to do a COVID comedy show, raise money for those in need. And then my buddy has a comedy club on the corner, 76. And we see if we can do something together with him. But unfortunately, the guy who does, a pretty well-known comedian in Manchester, I just learned, has some COVID symptoms. So we pray for him and his health. And that he gets through it quickly. Thank you. is what the show is today. Storming the beach in Normandy. Peace. 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 Peace in our streets now. Peace. Only peace. If you're not a peaceful person, don't bother anybody. Don't come here. Don't go anywhere. Spend your time with yourself. Rot from yourself. Watching right now is Gus Montero, one of the greatest guitar men ever. Our guitar for the Iguanas. At the hill. Thank you very much for tuning in. And the whole point of this show is peace on earth. You have a good conscience. We had a lot of good people talking. President of Ethiopia. We had president of Tonga. We had a president of Haile Selassie's nephew, grandson. And we had some D-Day soldiers. Went through war, D-Day. But the good news is that the world is good and the people of the world are good. And the good news is that there's more good news people in the world. A billion, billion, billion more than the bad guys and the bad girls. They're confused. We got to try our best to help them. But the good news is that the world is good. We love you and stay safe under all these conditions we're living under. Take care. Bye-bye. And welcome, welcome, welcome.